Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello and welcome, everybody, once again to Business Radio X On Location. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson, and we are broadcasting live from the Women's Club of Nashville. They had the NABO Nashville University Series kickoff this morning with a great guest speaker and a luncheon, and over 50 women business owners connecting and networking here at the Women's Club of Nashville. It's a regular series that's going to be taking place each month, so go to the website and see if you can make the next event here. So, and joining me now at the Business Radio X location booth is Ashley Wright. She is principal agent with the Wright Agency, a nationwide insurance agency here in Nashville. How you doing, Ashley?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks.
So nice to have you join us. Tell us, how long have you been involved with Nationwide?
I started with Nationwide almost 6 years ago.
Okay.
I started as a scratch agent, so I didn't have a policy holder to my name, no clients, didn't really know what I was doing.
Okay.
But it was a good opportunity, and my dad was actually in the business, so I'm a successor of his agency now too. So I built my agency from scratch, and then I purchased his Nationwide agency when he retired.
So you knew you wanted to go into the insurance business since you were a little girl, I imagine.
Absolutely not.
Right. But then at some point you decided, you know, hey, I'd like to, you know, chase this dream. And when was that moment for you?
Yeah, I'd have to say that my dad kind of guilted me into it. You know, who's going to take my family, my life's work? And then my mom actually tricked me into an interview. And that's how it happened. But once I was there, I realized, you know what, this is something that I could excel at. And now that I'm in it, I love it. And I love making sure that people are taken care of. And
here we are 6 years later.
Yeah.
And how many clients are you currently servicing?
Oh, goodness. That's a hard question. I would say probably 900.
Wow.
But I grew my business about 350,000 last year. So we're almost at the 2 million point.
That's fantastic. So where do you hope to take your business in 2016?
Well, I'm hoping to find a great team to back me up so that I can get back out there and do more, you know, shaking hands and meeting people in sales, get out from behind the desk and doing the customer service work. Whereas I know that's important. I know where I could excel, which would be out meeting people. So I'd love to be able to build a team.
So you're looking to hire some new people.
Definitely looking to hire.
What are some of those criteria somebody must have before they can join your team over there at Nationwide?
There are a couple different positions that we could be hiring for, but really I'm looking for salespeople. So just people who are able to go out and talk. Like I said, when I got into the insurance business, I didn't even really know what liability meant. So you don't have to know what insurance is. You don't have to know all the ins and outs of it. But being licensed is definitely a perk, having the insurance license. But just being able to, you know, talk to people and having a network and being able to call on people to try and get them to come on board with us.
Well, if someone was interested and wanted to join your team, how would they find out more information about you and get involved?
Yeah, they could always go to my website. It's nationwide.com/AshleyWright, and that's AshleyWright.
Yep.
I'm also posting on LinkedIn and Indeed.com and things like that, looking for people. I just haven't had much luck
Let me tell you, recruiting good talent is a very difficult situation out there for a lot of business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Recruiting good talent and keeping good talent. You know, that these days, those are the two biggest challenges we find from a lot of business owners out there. So you're not in the only one in that boat.
It definitely is difficult. I find when I find someone that kind of gets me excited that maybe they'd be a good fit, it ends up not working out for, you know, usually I will go ahead and throw this out there. We do not offer health benefits.
Okay.
So that is a deterrent for some people. But, you know, it is I'm motivated as far as base pay plus commission and bonuses and stuff like that to get the right people in there. But
Without the benefit package, in some cases, that may be exclusively what a potential employee is looking for.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the pay may not be the biggest thing on their radar, but they want that, you know, rich benefits package.
Exactly.
And if you're not offering that, then that may not be the right fit for you.
Right.
So that's good to know.
We do offer the benefit of there's no time clock. Okay. You don't have to punch in, punch out. As long as you're doing your job, then that's fine by me. I'm not a micromanager and I don't want to be. Also, you know, we're typically closed on holidays and, you know, I'm motivated to pay what motivates people. So if that's time off, pay time off, holidays, whatever it might be, then as long as the person's the right fit.
That's good to know. Yeah. So definitely reach out to Ashley if you want to be part of her team. Now let's turn our attention to Nationwide as a whole as a corporate sponsor of NABO and NABO Nashville. What are some of the benefits that you receive here locally as well as maybe nationally from being involved with NABO?
Yeah, Nationwide has been a sponsoring partner, I believe, for about 2.5 years now. And I've not only had the opportunity to meet all the wonderful members and been able to build a network and build a client base from this, I also have been able to enjoy the speakers and learn a whole lot. Today was actually one of the best that I've seen since I've been attending.
Oh, good. Yeah, they had Marcus Whitney speaking out here today from Jumpstart Foundry. Mm-hmm. He was a guest on the program earlier today. So you enjoyed his conversation and you're able to connect with other like-minded business professionals.
Correct.
Here at the Women's Club of Nashville. So it's been great for you and Nationwide for 2.5 years now. And looks like you're going to continue this relationship.
Yes, we signed on for another partnership this year. Mm-hmm. And I do have a corporate partner that comes down every once in a while, which is actually good. I haven't had that until this year. So she'll be with me on the February 8th event. So a little more show from Nationwide. So,
okay, good. Yeah. Good. And so you're going to be attending more events. You're going to be getting involved with some of these other things going on here at the NABO Nashville. What kind of what would you share with some of our listeners who are thinking about joining NABO but haven't pulled the trigger yet?
When Nationwide picked me to be the local agent as like the representative for the corporate sponsorship, I was a little intimidated by it because, you know, you are walking into a room full of very intelligent, driven women, but that is very motivating as well because, you know, you want to do the best with your business just like they want to do the best with their business. You learn something every time you come to one of these events, whether it be personal or through business. I really think that everybody has a takeaway every event that we have.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Definitely it is to your advantage to get involved with NABO here in Nashville or elsewhere. If NABO is in your city, I think it's a great opportunity for you to network with like-minded individuals, exchange some business practices, best business lessons learned, and how you can grow your business. And I'm sure you lean on them for some of your kind of business strategy as you look to grow Nationwide and your insurance agency, because the challenges you had in the beginning are not the same ones you're experiencing now.
Exactly.
And they won't be the ones you're experiencing next year.
Exactly.
So do you have someone, a close mentor or sponsor that you go to for a lot of business advice, other than your dad, of course, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad and my mom, actually, she worked for him, so that would be a big one. But right. I mean, honestly, I have a sales manager and other corporate people through Nationwide and other local agents. We're a pretty close-knit crew at Nationwide. So no one's ever too secretive. So we're willing to help each other out. But those would be my mentors.
That's good. That's good. And then your thoughts about Nashville as a community and a culture going on here, especially for businesses and entrepreneurs. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, the entrepreneurs are just blowing up. They're popping up everywhere. It's really exciting. I moved away for about 8 years in Knoxville, and it is nothing compared to Nashville when we're talking about, well, multiple different things. But yeah. Nashville's incredible. You know, I love it, and it's very inspiring city to be living in.
You heard it here first, folks. You said Knoxville has nothing on Nashville. So, you know, we'll take that to the bank for
besides
sure.
Besides the balls.
That's right. Well, very good. Well, thank you for spending time with us here today at Business Radio X on Location. Please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about the job openings you have or your insurance agency as whole.
Sure. Just go to nationwide.com / Ashley Wright, or you can always just give me a call, 615-371-9000.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashley, for joining us here today. If we can help you further your cause or amplify your voice there in business at Please let us know. We'd be happy to do so.
Thanks so much.
All right, listeners, make sure you're connected with us on Twitter at Business Radio X, and you can follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk. Also, if you're interested in having Business Radio X come out to your trade show, convention, conference room, or organization, we'd be happy to do so. You go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com for more information. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.